From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. Over the next several podcasts, David and I will be discussing conductors who inspire him the most. Today, Claudio Abbado. What of Abbado's work has really caught your ear? And you said that's the recording.
Well, the thing was, I was with the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra and with Abbado when he did Mahler 9. And that was a life-changing experience. I mean, at the end of the piece, there was a silence for about 2 minutes in the audience. Absolute silence. It was just a performance because you couldn't tell when the piece was finished. I mean, the diminuendo at the end and the whole thing at the end was so quiet and so tender, and so that you really couldn't distinguish when the playing had actually stopped and when the silence had started. And in general, I mean, you know, Abbado and Mahler, that's just a combination that I think is very hard to beat. He does actually great Bruckner as well, and so on. He's one of the conductors now who turns basically, I think, everything into gold, what he does, because he does only the things that he really loves. You know, he conducts so seldomly. And I think that's the thing with people like Abbado and Kleiber, who made themselves later on in life so rare. You could tell that they only conduct, you know, what they really, really wanted to do. And only with orchestras that they really, really wanted to work with. And that makes... And it's interesting to see when you think about somebody like Abbado. I mean, you know, he could conduct any orchestra in the world. I mean, everybody would kind of invite him. But he conducts like once a year with Berlin Philharmonic. Then he does this Luzern Festival Orchestra made out of the best players around the world, basically. He does, you know... I think it's 1 week or so. They do these kind of projects together. And then here's this Mozart orchestra in Bologna in Italy. I think, you know, and then he does some opera now and then, you know, also with this kind of Mozart orchestra and, you know, now and then some opera. But, you know, that's about what he does. Most of the time, most probably the rest of the time, he has really time to think about life or... You know, like he says, listen to the snow falling in Austria, can't decide. It was very interesting, though, because I don't know where the interviewer was from, but when Abbado said, you know, he loves to listen to the sound of snow falling, the interviewer was like, snow doesn't make a sound, right? And I mean, you know, coming from Austria, everybody knows, of course, snow makes a sound. You just need to be in the countryside and no cars around that make more noise. You know, I mean, there needs to be quiet around you, obviously, to hear the sound.
It's like trying to do stargazing in downtown anything.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's exactly the same. Yeah, trying a downtown with the big lights to do some stargazing. That's exactly the thing. But, you know, I mean, the point is, I think people like the real people that I really adore, like Abbado and Kleiber, and so they limited themselves later on to really repertory, they kind of, you know, felt, and they know these pieces then so well, like inside out and really with feeling and so, and you know, orchestras feel that, so they play great for them.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.